This is a HeadGum Podcast.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or history of severe allergic reactions, or if you are allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hi everyone, we are unpaywalling another episode from our Patreon. This is a pro version of the teaser freezer for Top Gun Maverick. If you'd like to watch the video recording of this episode, the link is available in the episode description. Also, if you haven't heard, we have a new show on the Patreon called The Formula Ones. This is a Flagrant One spinoff hosted by Hayes, Ben Rogers, and Garrick Bernard. They're discussing all things F1 racing, and their first episode is almost 2 hours long. Check that out, as well as all our other shows on the bundle tiers at patreon.com/theflagrantones. Thank you so much, and enjoy the show.
So, you know these mice that are running around my house and biting me, and I try to
stomp on them.
I try to stomp on them. They do like a cool roll dodge move away, and they like get in a bite while I'm still recovering.
That's why they're called. Yeah, no, I recognize them right away when I came over. No, that's why they're called fast mice.
Yeah,
they're really fast. So when you go to stomp, it's interesting. I mean, I know it's inconvenient for you. It's interesting just from like a kind of science nature perspective. They can move very fast away from the stomp.
Yeah, and since my stomp is already in motion, I can't stop it. If I did stop it, I would get really hurt. Well,
leaves you incredibly vulnerable.
Yeah,
because you have to finish the stomp, and once they're out of the way, they've got free rein on your feet to chomp away.
Mm-hmm.
No, fast mice
will do
that.
Sometimes they get in two complete bites.
Mm-hmm.
Which is enough to knock me off balance
over. Let me guess. You've tried to make it look like you're not going to stomp. Like you're maybe just going to walk over near them.
No, I make my intention very, very clear that I'm going to stomp.
Oh, okay.
I say, it's not like I yell at them or anything, but I say like, stomping you now.
Well, everyone starts doing that, but usually the next step is that most people get to, and you haven't, and that's fine, is then they go, I got to do a sneaky stomp.
Oh, they say they're going to do a sneaky stomp? Okay.
They go, I think I got to do a sneaky stomp.
What could be very advanced if I say, like, stomping you now, and then I say, maybe no stomp.
Yeah. Maybe not.
But then I actually do it.
Yeah. And that's what I was getting at is the level of psychological warfare that you start to reach. But the fast mice are mentally fast as well.
Yeah. Anyway, they're unionizing.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I'm their boss as well, which I didn't even know. Welcome to my handbook.
Hollywood Handbook. It's a show. I do it with my friend. Make people aware of what's happening in the business of show. And we are joined, as always, by our producer. Some people love him. Some people hate him. But most people, like me, don't feel strongly one way or the other.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Chef Kevin. Thank you, and thanks for trying. Thanks for your patience, everyone.
That's haircut, nice.
haircut man?
Fresh cut. Kind of a fun little story about my personal life. The place where I get a haircut is very close to where our friend Matt Apodaca lives. So every time before I get a haircut, I text him, "Want to get lunch? It's time for me to get a haircut." And he's like, "Yeah." I get my big cut, and I go, and then I text him when I'm in the chair, when they're like kind of wrapping up. Almost done. And then I walk out, and then we do big lunch.
Where'd you have lunch?
A little spot called...
Okay, and you've doxed Matt Apodaca.
Yeah, oh, maybe and a little that, spot
and
that, called...
And that's gonna be deleted. But I do want to have a lesson about InfoSec, like while we're here. Like, the number of people who are coming for Matt Apodaca's life and who are listening to this show, it's great for me. Gets my subs up. Because they know any minute now,
careless
Kevin is going to...
Sloppy ass Kevin is going to go, "Oh, let me just triangulate his location. Here's a restaurant nearby. You know it's by the haircut store." So you just find where the residence is around this haircut store and restaurant. And then you have such a small location that you could basically just go knock on every door.
Time it for how long a walking radius. He walks really fast with these, like, this very high step frequency of like, but if you just like time it for that radius around, like how long it would take to text when you're almost finishing a haircut for him to walk over. Completely.
Well, and also just stand near the restaurant and listen for Mario. And if you hear Mario doing something, you know that's coming from Matt Apodaca's house.
That's basically Mario should be paying rent there at this point.
I just heard Mario, and then I just walk over, knock, knock, knock. How'd you know it was me? Oh, what are you feeding me?
An ice.
Oh, what is that? It's shortbread. But I only eat tall bread.
Do we want to do a special show?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Up to, you know, I'll do whatever. Like I said, I'm easy.
I said
good either
I said
way.
From the very beginning,
mm-hmm.
I'm fine to do it. I'm fine to just hang. My mouth hurts today.
What happened?
I get these, and I'm sure I've talked about it a lot. I get these little, these canker sores, these mouth ulcers, and I've got one right on the very side of my tongue.
Yeah.
Oh, not good for talking. Not good for eating.
Dang.
Really only good for holding still, if that. So if we want to hold still today... I know that's my preference, but I don't want to stop the fun for anyone who wants to do a show.
Well, we have a good version. We're like, we're going to be watching a lot of stuff.
Great.
If we do the special show.
Great.
And then we'll get to, you'll have like nice recovery time for it to like just audibly heal up on Mike from the talking. You talk for a while and then it goes.
Sweetest sound in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I hear that.
That's brisk, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin,
all right.
What do you have to show me today? Look at this guy. What's he doing? Who's that?
This is Tom Cruise in a little picture called Top Gun Maverick.
Ugh.
Want to take it again?
This is Tom Cruise in a little... This is Tom Cruise in a little picture called Top Gun Maverick.
Okay.
Mark Maverick reporting for war.
Tom works really hard on this stuff.
Yes,
he does. I know that you're like an Anglophile or whatever, but over here, it's very negative. Like, it's not as casual to call someone top cunt, which is what you tried to do.
No, I didn't.
To top. You
yes,
did.
You did.
It was an accident.
We you heard also it. Worked.
There was
you
no
also
tea.
Worked very hard.
So I just Do that with Colin and your other British friends. Like, I know that that over there doesn't carry the weight, but here we don't say that, especially about our friend.
So let me hear more about this man, please, motorcycle man.
Yeah. All right.
And actually tell people what's happening during the thing. Again, I always have to establish this.
Yes.
You get lost in the sauce. Every time you play the teaser, you become lost in the sauce.
It's so mesmerizing.
So actually staying focused, doing mindfulness, telling the people what is going on.
Okay. The first shot we see is Tom Cruise on motorcycle. He's smiling. And this is like one of those like pre-trailer moments where it's just like a bunch of noise about to happen. And then the actual teaser starts. Here we go.
You call the still image a pre-trailer moment?
So loud.
Did they say here we go?
That was me. That Maybe was they you. Did too. Okay.
They should say that.
I think they might have.
Wow!
You both said here we go at the same time.
Okay.
Wow, that was so awesome.
So we see a jet coming down, and it's going so fast. And a door's opening.
What do we have here? Here I thought we were special.
Fellas, this here's Bagman.
Hangman.
Oh, whatever.
What the hell kind of mission is this?
Bangman. It should have gone, this here's Bagman. Hangman. No. Bang Man.
Yes.
Shooting him.
This here's Pac-Man.
So that was a bunch of people playing billiards. And
this here's Pac-Man.
And now it cuts
more like
to
Rack-Man. Squeezes.
Prac-Man.
His TTs.
He squeezes out.
No.
No.
Stop that.
No, stop. Don't do that. Stop doing that. Make me. I will make you if I have to. You're not allowed to do that. Says who? I'm saying it. I just said it. That I'm not allowed to do what? This? Rackman. Reporting for duty. My duty is to squeeze these TTs. No, you can't. It's the whole movie. You can't do that. Why not? The rules. Here's the rule book. Okay. Be a shame if I open it and slammed it on my TT, squeeze it with the rule book. You better not. Okay, I won't. Psych.
Okay, and now we see a guy in a jet going super fast.
Everyone here is the best there is. Who the hell is he gonna
impossible.
Get
wrong. You're impossible. Wrong.
Everybody here is the best there is. Most of them have the same job. Plane flyer.
That was wrong. And they also just showed up, so probably none of them are. You don't really get to, like, these people probably never even been in the plane before. Where do you, like, practice this with a jet? You just got here.
What are they going to teach us?
There's no jet at home in your little town that you fly around.
Please.
Play it. Promote the companies, please. These companies all worked so hard, Kevin.
It was Skydance and was it Paramount was the other one?
It's harder to Paramount? Make a movie than ever. Yes. And you're like not giving the companies the exposure that they need to be allowed to fund. What if one of our listeners wants somebody to fund their movie and they don't know, like, Skydance, you know, is a place that can do that, hopefully.
What's this logo? This looks like a big, is it like lightning?
Double Lightning Bolt Productions.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. So it's Paramount, Double Lightning Productions, and Skydance.
Captain Pete Maverick Mitchell.
Pete Maverick.
Pete Maverick Mitchell.
Pete Maverick walked over to a motorcycle that was covered up, and he whipped the cover off, and now he's riding it with a big smile.
He's riding a motorcycle with no helmet at a million miles an hour because he showed up and they were like, your face looks a little different than it did before.
And he was like,
okay, well, what if I ride a motorcycle with no helmet incredibly fast? Now does it look kind of normal? The wind is
like,
pulling
everything
back. Yeah, it
looks like it's just getting blown back.
What if I do this the whole movie?
And he's racing choice. With the jet.
He raced the jet. He won. Kazansky,
A.K.A. Iceman. He seems to think that you have something left to offer the Navy. What that is, I can't imagine.
Now we see Pete back in the jet.
Pete.
He's upside down. Respect, sir.
I'm not Pete's already a nickname, so Pete should be in quotes too.
Manage expectations.
Wow, he's so cool.
Oh my gosh, he's smiling about giving them bad news.
He smiled at me.
He's breaking the rules.
He smiled at me. He knew I was talking about him.
He saw two jets flying, and then he came from underneath and went in between them and went straight up. And they went, what the hell?
Mm-hmm. Wow. He effectively parted the butt cheeks of the two jets.
He TT blasted them.
Mm-hmm. He's a fucking bidet. This man's a goddamn, he's going bidet mode on the jets. And he's spraying up between the butt cheeks.
Aviators. This is your captain speaking.
Get out of here.
And we're off.
Get out of here, you planes.
In three.
They're all about to take off.
One.
And remember,
say that they did take off.
And then they
you
did.
Idiot.
And then they did that.
And they take off and he goes, and remember, please, everyone out there, we're called Top Gun. So for God's sake, shoot somebody. Please shoot somebody on this mission. A Top Gun? I haven't seen a fucking gun.
There's no gun.
90 seconds
hopefully
into
this one they remember
trailer.
The gun.
Please, the whole first movie he was basically never holding a gun, just like swinging it around to
yes,
fire.
Yes, they're
again.
Driving the plane with one hand or no, with no hands. The planes can basically drive themselves at this point.
Yeah.
And so he can swing his gun around with both hands.
I see a helicopter flying by the sun.
Level no living pilot's ever seen.
Ooh. And now we see one of the jets shot a bunch of missiles, and then it like deflected a...
Not a gun.
Yeah, and then it like...
Missile's not a gun.
Nope.
And then it looks like it like protected... another oncoming missile that was about to hit another jet.
Imagine you're flying in a jet, and then like another jet pulls alongside you, and you look over at the pilot, and he holds up... He's got a gun in the cockpit. He raises up the protective glass and just reaches over.
You're just flying up and down really fast, but like you're dodging the bullets. So cool. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
He also flies his plane. Like he rides a motorcycle with no helmet. He also flies his plane with like no visor. No, no cockpit.
You just hear tap, tap, tap on the glass. On the glass of your plane, you look over and he's knocking
Tom
with his
Cruise
Glock
is
17.
Knocking on your glass with a gun.
too slow.
On a level no living pilot's ever seen.
Not even him.
You think up there you're dead. Believe me.
So they're walking up to the jets and now they're flying in a formation. And they're very close to the water, going very fast.
Is this guy the new Top Gun, the guy who's saying not even him about Tom Cruise? Who's this, Glenn Powell or something?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's going not even him about Tom Cruise, hasn't seen it before?
And Miles Teller, really is he supposed to be Goose Jr.?
Oh, yeah. Juice Gunier.
Juice Gunier. They gave him the same... You notice they gave him the same haircut and mustache.
And mustache, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's what happens when you're someone's kid. that's a result.
Father's mustache as he grew his father's mustache before him.
He's about to fly through a very narrow gap under a bridge.
Punch it, Kevin!
My dad believed in you. I'm not going to make the same mistake.
It is clearly him. That's so funny.
My dad believed in you. Goose Sr.
Seuss Gamer. Go.
Tom Cruise.
Someone's not coming back from this.
Those are your pilots.
They're playing beach volleyball.
No, I think they're playing beach football now. Go back. There was no net.
Rugby.
Someone's not coming back from this.
Those are your
Stop.
Pilots.
Pause. Yes, it's beach football.
They're nice. Holding an, yeah, it's an elliptical shaped ball, you know.
It's 2021. Obviously not now, and not when they shot this, but when they thought this was going to come out.
Mm-hmm.
On the third or so release date. That was 2021.
Is and Tom playing football
you
with them?
Have beach football.
Does Tom play football with them, do we think?
Yes.
He suits up and plays beach football with all the young lads?
I think he does. I think he does exactly that. I think he keeps his entire flying suit on. And his helmet.
I can't tell if I see him because it's all in like silhouette, but
he could be the one that they're picking up and being like, "You'd won."
It's totally possible that it's like, yes, I still am the winner.
Anything happens to them.
Bunch of missiles. One of the jets exploding and going straight to the ground on fire.
It looks like they don't have the lady from the first one. Who'd they have? Jennifer Connelly? Is that her?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They got her.
You'll never forgive yourself.
No turning back now.
A big fight about to go off.
Jeez. Having any fun yet?
He split the cheeks again.
When
time.
I was in high school, I guess, I remember my friend went to see A Beautiful Mind.
Mm.
And referring to Jennifer Connelly, he said, "You know what I saw in that movie? A beautiful bod."
Damn. Hayes, who were you hanging out with?
And I was like, his name is Gray.
Gray.
Okay, sounds like Gray is a little focused on anatomy.
Wow.
So they were flying this stuff around, huh? And there's more?
Let's see.
Upside down mode.
Top Gun Maverick.
Top Gun Maverick.
Only in theaters that's May 27.
Top Gun Maverick.
Top Gun Maverick.
Top Gun Maverick.
What if now they've narrowed it down to this movie has been delayed many times. So What if it said like only in theaters May 22nd to like there's just a bunch of commas. Like they just give a bunch of possible release dates. Something like that. Like something crazy. Because it's been delayed so many times.
Because, so the date that they're giving is like at this point merely a suggestion.
Yes.
Of a date that could be
yes.
the release. So you're saying, and this is, I get it, but I'm for everybody else. So what Hayes is suggesting is they include possible other dates.
Because of the news of how many times this
should they have the old dates?
Delayed.
Two?
They
like,
should have,
yeah, all,
they should
of
have
it?
All the old dates. They should be crossed out. The new dates are written in. Something so crazy like that would happen.
I'm happy they waited because I wouldn't have seen it in
too.
The theater before, and now maybe I would.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so he won't do a podcast with his friend.
But he would go see a movie in the theater? Well, I don't know. When does it come out? I might be outside of my window. I have a little while where I feel like because I had COVID, I still am like immune, but May 27th, that's maybe
that's been the
it.
Problem with these shifting release dates. It's been impossible to know when to get
when
COVID.
To get COVID. Yeah, I thought I timed it perfectly when I got COVID. I was like, yes, this will coincide with the release date of Top Gun Maverick. But it looks like I fucking gotta get it again. I know a good way to get it. I'll record in a studio with my friend.
Did you see that everyone was talking about Earwolf in studio recording this week?
No, I didn't.
With the appearance of Paul Rudd on Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, plays pranks on him at the table, at the famous signature table.
No, I didn't. I didn't see that.
You know what I thought to myself? Until actually right now. I was like, oh, they're recording again. I guess we could like go back in there and record if we wanted to. But I'm not allowed.
Yeah.
Because I quit so dramatically.
We made a pretty big
scene. I was
such a
huge drama queen. I mean, a gigantic scene.
During the very long sort of protracted scene we caused, they were offering like, do you still want to be able to use the studio? Like,
yeah.
And we were so intent on burning those bridges. Mm-hmm. We said some stuff about the studio you just can't take back.
Yeah.
Can we say it's a joke, you think, and just walk in and be like, oh, you
that we were
that
kidding?
You thought that was real? Probably get away with that.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. This is going to be a fucking thing now.
Kevin, what was your favorite part?
Do you guys want to see something? That
what was your favorite part?
Of the trailer? Of the teaser? Probably when Pete was racing the jet on the motorcycle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Pete Holmes.
Let me show you a little gift that Leah bought herself that will be, it's kind of like my Top Gun.
Leah's treat.
A little Top Gun Maverick for me, too. One sec.
Yeah, don't have it near you. Go get it. That'll make for a good show. Oh, my God. He's got
Holy
a bike.
Holy smokes.
He's riding a little bike. With a basket?
Yeah.
Ding, ding.
Wow. He screamed across the frame on his little bike.
That was
with the basket.
Insane.
And so that is what you have is an indoor non-stationary bike that you're allowed to use. It's little enough to kind of be safe. You've got a little landing strip right there across your living room that you could just race all the way across and then kind of like get up and turn it back around, go back.
That makes sense because when I first got in the Zoom, Kevin went, guess what? Now I've got two landing strips.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.